Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Mama Flava was in the mood to listen to some good music. You know, I don't listen to mainstream music anymore. It's all about the underground and the indie artists. So I thought, you know what? Since I am in that mood to listen to some of my favorite people's Flava, why not put on a show tonight? So sit back, relax, and just take in their Flava. I'm going to play a variety of tracks from a variety of artists from right here in the Pacific Northwest where I am, to across the United States and even across the globe. I hope you enjoy what you're getting ready to listen to. And if you have any questions, just give me a holler. You can even call the show tonight. I'd take your phone call. The number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, let me jump into a track. Let's see, who do I want to bring to you first? You know, this is a track that I have not played very, very often. It's off of the Full Circle CD done by Sideways Production, and this is one of my favorite groups. If you know me, you know I love them. This is Black Stacks featuring Miss Felicia Loud and their track called This Right Here.
Right here. Sun feels hotter than I've ever felt, and the moon looks closer than I've ever seen.
take you out to South Carolina area and play a dear friend of mine. I haven't played his music in a bit. This is the Dubber with his track called With a Feeling. I'm going to keep it down in the South Carolina area, and I want to bring a track to you by my girl Lyrical Disciple, which is called Femininity Walking.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Heaven and earth, walking. Heaven and earth, walking. Embedded within the thickness of my thighs, my bosom impulsively rising, allowing human life to live. Lips gifted with the natural sweetness of a ripe watermelon, moist and flavorful, marinated to perfection with each seasoned phrase fully departed. One kiss and bliss will whisk you away on the magic carpet
ride.
Bathed in delicate aromatic expressions, lavender impressions that saturate breath zones optimistically, roving sensual passages on a wayward breeze, incarnated by buoyant rays of sun, bowing to kiss me gently, tranquilizing voice frosted with a southern twang, tendered fluently, delving intuitively, fostering the bayou of uncharted dialect that only a bona fide real man can reciprocate. Poised in defiant elegance, yet fluid in the language of divine fellowship, I step confidently in cadence of life, jazzy beat, allowing faith to garnish my inadequacy in the wake of peace. Fruits of my womb, essence of life's elaborate loom, colored in our timeless shade, I bring forth life, I bring forth love, I bring forth
Kimmy, I'm going to bring you back up to my hometown, Seattle, Washington, and play one of my favorite artists. They go by the name of Ark, and this is their track called Come Home.
My whole world came down the other. When you told me the news of another man who had your heart and why you had to move on, I often ask myself to make you love. Oh girl, ooh, lost in this every place, even though I got this pride and I can't hide.
I don't wanna be
sad.
don't you walk away.
Said I need you.
Said I need you.
Hey, hey. Oh, oh,
don't leave me alone.
Right here.
Can't be alone.
Right here.
Don't wanna be alone.
Baby, I need
oh,
you.
Right here.
I don't. Said no.
I'm going to keep you here in the Pacific Northwest and play a very, very dear friend of mine. This piece was actually recorded as he performed at my coffee shop, Flavor Coffee House. This is Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn with one of his signature pieces called Chocolate Woman.
This poem's called Chocolate Woman. As I walked into a coffee house, I noticed they sold candies and nuts. They had every variety of sweets to chew on and suck on and lick on. A pound of this and a few pieces of that, and I rolled my lips with anticipation. Besides my coffee, I had to have something sweet to take home. I spotted those little chocolate turtles and a nice long black licorice roll and cashews, a quarter of a pound was on the order too. Leaning over and scanning, I pointed to those chocolate-covered orange sticks, you know, the ones with the jelly inside. My taste buds, my eyes playing ping pong, going back and forth, making sure I wasn't missing a thing. I saw a new candy. Little chocolate dolls. They weren't flat and lifeless. They looked to be full of substance, rolls of chocolate, women slightly different from each other. I ordered every kind of chocolate sweetie to go home with me. First in the bag. A well-endowed bosom body, milk chocolate, honey, you know, the Pam Grier type. And then I had the feminine that featured white chocolate sweetheart, the Mariah Carey flavor. I watched disappear in the bag the caramel smooth, super curvy, fine smile, like them disappearing at loving basketball, brown sugar, sweet looking, just like the sister I was too scared to ask out, but I had her now. And I was going to eat her and lick her, and then I don't discriminate. I wanted the extra thick double chocolate thigh high sweetness, you know, used to be the Star Jones type. Sister Big Bones don't break me in half. I only bought one of them. I didn't want to overdose. Next, I didn't hold back on the dark chocolate apple bottom Janet Jackson baby got butter back. I can handle that. And since I got big lips, all the better to devour, I ordered the mocha ultra full sweet chocolate doll, the chocolate con, make me want to holler when I think about all the sweet juice. Okay. I ordered two of those. I ordered the cocoa toad long leg Tina Turner walk on my back, dripping her juices out on top of me. My bag was full with all the taste of the chocolate woman. Some had fruits inside, some were cream filled, and some were just plain solid chocolate. I didn't order any with nuts. Greedy as I might have been, I ordered a triple menage a trois of a dark chocolate apple bottle caramel smooth super. I had to have extra that. Now, I couldn't help myself. While walking out the door, I found myself sucking on the Coco Toe chocolate woman. I had to go back and buy two more of her. Her toes, my mouth tasted so good, it gave me that Tootsie Roll feeling. Anyway, I forced myself to keep the bag closed, and I had something that every man wanted, a harem of chocolate women. I couldn't wait to get home and lick them and suck them and kiss them in places I would never tell anybody. As soon as I hit the door, I almost moved too fast. I wanted to tear into the bag. I was horny for some chocolate. But this is one of those moments a man needs to take his time. So I set the mood for my devouring session. I showered and put on some soft music and some cologne. I put some logs on the fire. I poured some Baileys in my coffee and a shot of whiskey. I was ready to get my free go. I opened the bag to the fully exposed chocolate women. Oh, no! My little chocolate babies had melted. Now I had a bag of multicolored, multi-textured, mixed-flavored chocolate goo. No more chocolate faces of beauty, no more white chocolate feminine features through hair. My caramel smooth superfine had pulled a disappearing hair from me. Melted. My extra thick, double chocolate thigh high sweetness. I wanted to cry. No more chocolate apple bottom baby got back. My lips are going to miss out on the local ultra full lift Coco Toes. My chocolate women had left me holding the bag. What was I to do? I was sitting there butt naked with a bag of chocolate. I had a thought. Maybe if I heat the chocolate goo up a little more and I pour it on me, and then I could enjoy myself. I mean, I was by myself, and since, you know, tying myself and spanking myself and got home, talking dirty to myself wasn't working anymore. You know, you gotta keep your love life fresh. Try new things. But before I heated the mix, I stuck my finger in the chocolate goo for a taste of my ex-chocolate women, now melted into one. Oh, the flavor mixed together, it was good. All of a sudden, I felt like I had spent the night at a Holiday Inn. I was feeling smart. Went from the collection of chocolate women melted over the one, another dip in my finger, and I was feeling strong. I tore the bag open. I bared my face. I sniffed, I kissed, I licked, I sucked, I ate. I did not stop. It was good to the last chocolate drop. Since all the chocolate women had melted, the one that I was eating, the chocolate woman from head to toe, a wonderful feeling overcame me. I realized I was becoming the complete man. From the ingredients inside the chocolate woman, from what was outside that caught my eye, the thought and feeling of her and tasting her all as one, the whole, the complete chocolate woman made me a better chocolate man.
Did I happen to mention that maybe tonight should be considered Grown Folks Night? So along those lines, I want to play a track for you from an artist out of South Carolina again. This is Ronald Ferguson with his piece called I Need Your Love.
Me a flower so sweet, and not a rose, honey.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought that track was over with, and I was getting ready to jump into another track. Let's see. I wanted to play for you one of Pacific Northwest's favorite, and this is Chocolate with her piece called Grown Folks. Now I want to take you out to Detroit, Michigan, and play a track for you from a gentleman that goes by the name of John D. Green. he's become a very, very special artist to me in Flavor News. And this is his piece called Because of You. Right now I want to take you all the way over to Switzerland and play an artist for you that I have come to love and appreciate. He's very supportive of Flavor News and what we do over here. And so I want to play for you Chameleon with his track called Don't Let Go.
You know I'm fighting by your side. Always believe it first and foremost on my mind. Don't let go of our love, let's hold on.
what's right. This I will testify day and night. You're still mine. So shine, light, shine. Come back to me, which I know. But don't let go. Come back to me, I'm sure. I won't let go. Come back to me, Shiloh. But don't let go. Come back to me, I'm sure. I won't let go. This is the struggle that we share. Impossible for me to ever tell you that I don't care. So all of my people, put your hands up in the air. Never leave you nor forsake you. If you ever need me, I'll be there. And tell the world to beware. Come back to me, which I know. But don't let go. Come back to me, I'll show. I won't let go. Come back to me, Shiloh. But don't let go. Come back to me, I'll show. I won't let go.
To know that you're alive, it makes me whole. Cause everybody has to play their role. Let my love unfold, shelter from the cold. But the earth has never been stolen. The days of old, the ancient times.
Bring it back and watch the spirit fly.
I need you now to hear my cry.
You're a legend who can never die, right by my side. Right by my side.
All right, I'm going to bring you back to the Pacific Northwest again, and I want to play for you Tiffany Wilson with her piece called Forbidden Love.
Into the room, wasn't long before I
All right, I'm going to take you down to Oakland, California, and play a piece by one of my favorite spoken word artists. This is Kari Ture with his track called Can We Cuddle?
Hey, baby, what you doing tonight? I wanted to know if you wanted to come over and chill. Maybe we could watch a movie or something. You know, Love Jones. How's that sound? Yeah. Baby, you and I have been dating for a while now, and the warmth of your smile has slowly melted away the ice-cold barriers that once surrounded my heart. And I never thought I would fall in love again, but I often find myself missing you when we're apart. So I want to invite you to come over tonight. Maybe we can have a movie marathon. You don't have to wear a thong, you can keep your clothes on. I'm not interested in having a sex marathon. Tonight, I want us to caress without getting undressed. Yeah, I enjoy sex, but I don't view you as a sexual conquest. I want us to take our time and build a relationship based on trust, not sex or lust. Because I'm slowly coming to believe that you are my soulmate. And woman, anything worth having in life is worth the wait. See, I'm a man who understands the importance of patience. And I know you're tired of dealing with men who act like mentally ill patients. Tired of dealing with men who take you on a cheap date, then act like an ape when you refuse to lay in between their sheets and fornicate. Woman, I'm here to let you know that you're worth the wait. And my last relationship taught me an important lesson. A beautiful relationship takes time to bloom. Which is why I don't want us to rush into having sex too soon. Because the seeds of a successful marriage have to be sown into my room. So it can blossom outside of the bedroom. So beautiful lady, will you accept my invite? Can we cuddle tonight? Let's lay on my sofa with our clothes on. We don't have to get naked to build a bond. We can watch The Best Man and afterwards hold hands while listening to our favorite love song. And right now, our friendship is purely platonic. Although I won't deny that there's a physical attraction. But I don't want sex to become a distraction, because with you, I'm seeking so much more than a few nights of sexual satisfaction. Honestly, I'd rather have you as a friend for a lifetime than risk losing our friendship after a one-night stand. Because in you, I see a friend for life, a future wife, and I'm hopeful that I'm the right man to wear your wedding band. See, and I'm not trying to rush into sex, and lust might get in the way if we both get undressed. So let's just cuddle tonight, because honestly, I get more pleasure from when you just lay your head on my chest. So beautiful lady, can we cuddle tonight? Snuggle in front of the fireplace. You can come over, we'll lay on my sofa, and we'll watch your favorite Tyler Perry movie while we embrace. And there's nothing wrong with having someone to hold when nights get cold. And I like the way we prepare meals together. And I like the way our friendship feeds each other's soul. And I'm not trying to rush into sex. And I don't want our relationship to end the way it did with my ex. And I don't want our future marriage to lead to divorce. So woman, let's take it slow and become best friends before we begin to have sexual intercourse. And someone recently asked me if I could see myself getting married and sleeping with the same woman for the rest of my life. And I replied that without my soulmate, I would suffer from a lifetime of sleepless nights if I didn't cuddle next to my wife. So let's cuddle tonight. And I'm not trying to one night you, I'm trying to wipe. Plus my mama likes. Maybe we can watch Love and Basketball. I know that's one of your favorite DVDs. Or we can watch Friday and Coming to America and enjoy a romantic night of comedy. I'll do whatever it takes to show I'm not trying to hurt you. Woman, I'll even watch The Color Purple. But if you look like Celia, I might have to pass on cuddling tonight and tell you I have a curfew. You know I'm just being silly. But I really want to become your best friend, and I want to prove that I'm not like those other men who hurt you in the past, lied to you and hid their ulterior motives just to get some ass. And I think it's ridiculous how nowadays people are so quick to become promiscuous. I believe that nothing worth having in life ever comes too quick or easy. And I promise when we make love, when that night comes, I won't come too quick or easy. And if you decide to spend the night, I'll make you my famous sweet potato pancakes and cook you breakfast the next morning like Lorenz Tate did for Nia Long and Love Jones. So beautiful woman, will you accept my invite? Will you come over to my place and cuddle tonight? Yeah. Let's cuddle, baby.
Now I want to take you out to Baltimore, Maryland, and play a track by a group that's called Delasha, and I'm not sure if I even said that correctly. I will have to find out. But this is their track called I Like What I Like.
Beautiful lady, let me take you there.
We would like to introduce the smooth, soulful sound of De La Shaw.
We've come to the end of another segment of Flavor in the House, one of my favorite shows I love to do and put together at the last minute. That's just kind of how I do things from time to time. I appreciate all of you that came out to listen to the show live with me. I appreciate all of you that come back and check out the archive later on when it's convenient for you. That's the beauty of the online radio shows. You can listen to them whenever you have the time. I want to finish the show out tonight with an artist. He was one of the first artists that sent me tracks to play on my radio show. This is Darian out of New York with his piece called All That I Am. Thank you so much for tuning in, and God bless.
All that I am is because of the way that it was, 'cause you treated me so right. All that I am is a cup that you fill with your love. You have given me so much. Gave me.